I think that's the one you had before.
No, I had a Craig before that had tape.
What do you got now, a realist?
This has cassettes on it.
You're going to be interrupted every 2 minutes.
That's all right. My only comments are, first of all, do you have anything to add to what I've put in here?
I have some covers for you.
Good.
I don't know what happened to them.
And secondly...
No, I didn't give them the bill.
All right. No. Secondly, how about the questions I asked in here? Have you had an opportunity?
I filled in a lot of this stuff. That's why I say I think the best thing is to just take it. See, like,
all right, I'll take
here and there, you know, like you had schoolmate. He wasn't. He was a neighbor. So that makes it a little more.
Surely. Well, I'll take that and type another draft. This was just a rough draft to see whatever.
And here I added in the different things.
I want to get in.
Here's some more stuff here. So.
Well, I want to work this
and
material.
Here's another thing, too.
Remember this?
Yeah.
I want to work that in, yes.
All right, now I typed up a sheet here.
Good.
And I did this a long time ago, see. But anyway, I think that goes in here where it says, I just can't tell. I'm not pulling the sheets up there. What, you got them numbered?
Yeah, they're all numbered.
God, I just saw it. Oh, insert A. I think that means right in here for this part.
Okay. Yeah, there's another insert A up front here, but that's mine.
Yeah.
So your insert A is on page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah.
When you read all this stuff, you must remember that a lot of this stuff is over 30 years. And I'm pretty sure that you can't remember everything either.
No. No, we do well.
We're doing well, considering.
Yeah. This is interesting.
Is there any others along the style like
that? Are the others all finished and packed?
The ones I did yesterday.
Yeah. So you have nothing outside now?
Nothing I know.
All right, go to that spot over there where we keep the orders. And the top one. Got it? That's the Virginia?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right.
Good.
You got some on the back.
Very good. Yeah, more on the back.
And there are a lot of spots here that I corrected.
Yeah, well, I would think that there would be, and I had many questions in there at the time. And I have accumulated a number of...
See, like here, you had the wrong name here.
Oh.
I gave it the correct.
Oh, I just took it off the
and
tape.
You had, what do you have here? Some kind of a shop, a car shop or something.
Car shop.
It was a fur shop.
Fur shop. Well, I took it off the tape, and as you
could
recall,
be,
the tape was made at a dinner meeting where you, Sam, Mike, Bill Decker, and I were all talking.
Yeah,
and it
at the
got
same
to
time,
be a little, and the waitress on top of that.
Yeah.
And it got to be a little difficult to understand.
No, that's,
some
look,
of
that's why it's good to look these things over.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes into print, it should go in correct.
Correct.
That's why I say that if you get this set up in
oh, sure.
Galleys,
we'll send you a galley.
Send
I'll send you a. I'll probably send you another type version.
All right, if you want to do that.
I'd
try
like
to keep on it and get it over with.
Yeah.
And I got a picture for you too, but I don't have it now.
So well,
you
I have.
Want that.
Yes.
Now I've got some covers, and I'm going to have to find them for you, but.
Now,
like for example, you're asking about Puerto Rico or something and Virgin Islands, and I have them.
Right.
I picked them out to give to you, and I don't have them handy.
What's the significance of that? Do you know? Bill said you've gone over some old papers, and you ran across these two items, the Arrow World and the Philatelic News, and you went them both back, and we're going to try and run them. I'm going to try and work them in. But this apparently was in the package, and Arrow World first page, Jill August, managing editor, also had on inside back cover, but there's nothing about the envelope, and I'm puzzled.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
Something that maybe was inadvertently put into the...
This stamp came out in 1930.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, that's full face hardy. That's number 683, I think it is. I don't see the connection.
No, neither did
it's
I.
It's a Philatelic cover, evidently. This has been run on dressing glass.
Well, I thought hang maybe it added to the story.
No.
I'll just hold on.
I don't think we'll
find out. All right, now the other bit of information I need.
I'll put this back in here. Is this the envelope? It's evidently Bill used.
Bill used that envelope and sent it up. The big question, I guess, is...
Is that a copy of this? Is that it?
Yeah, that's my original. We've been accumulating information like... Here's an ad.
Mm-hmm.
I assume they
six
were your...
For 10 cents.
I assume they were your cachets?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just think of that. 6 for 10 cents, and we were paying postage, which was 2 cents at that time.
Correct.
I had a nice thing going with this fellow here, Weekly Philatelic Gossip. What's his name? Dvorak. He was the editor and publisher. And he passed away a number of years before his wife, and his wife carried it on, but it wasn't the same. And then, of course, they went out of business about, I guess, 10 or 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. This 1941 cover. Did you?
This
go
is not ours. This is the House of Farnham.
Yeah, but see who it's addressed to.
Yeah, well, we bought these things, I guess, in order to have something worthwhile.
No.
You know,
right.
For a cachet design.
Right.
So there's no significance.
All right, no significance there. People send these things in and ask me about them. Here's another interesting ad that came from a Blue Book of Philately.
Yeah.
We're picking up ads.
Well, you probably ought to look up the police records around the country.
Well, we're doing all right.
There it is, artwork by Ralph Dyer.
Mm-hmm. I've been in touch with Dyer, by the way.
Yeah. He's on the West Coast, isn't he?
Yes, he's moved.
Yeah, where?
He's moved to Anaheim now.
Gee, he ought to be about 80 years old, too.
Well.
Do you have a letter from him?
Mm-hmm. Just recently, last week. Here's his latest letter. I've had several letters from
him. You have the address here? I'll drop him a note one of these days.
If I don't, I can send it to you. I should have it on one of my previous letters. That's the Tucson address. It's at home, unless I happen to put it in my notebook. But I can send it to you without any trouble at all.
Gee, sounds young here.
Doesn't he, though?
Hmm.
Look at all the things he's doing. Hiking around.
His wife died. This is the way he's writing here. He must have another wife. Unless he's living with a daughter.
No, he's living with a niece.
Oh.
With a niece.
Yeah, because he's weeing here a lot, you know.
He lives with...
If you don't have it, drop it in the mail to me.
I'll put it in the mail to
drop
you because
note, I... send him a Christmas card.
I don't have it here, and I'll give it to you. I'll get it to you.
Yeah.
Here's some of his...
That's his handwriting.
Yeah?
Oh, here it is, here.
All right.
Sure.
Okay. Good. Yeah, Anaheim. That's the new one. He lived in Arizona for quite some time, but he said that all of his relatives were putting pressure on him to move closer to where they were because of his age.
You were going to tell me more about my competitor there. Watch your head. Fleetwood.
Oh, Mr. Helter?
Yeah. Who was the one that was the life member? Was that the father or the son?
No, that's the son.
The son.
It's Helter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he simply canceled out because he couldn't like the editorials that had been written or the letters that had been written to the general press. We wrote some letters. Paul Byrd and Allison Cusick wrote letters to Linz and had them published about the misuse, if you want to call it, of the words official first aid cover. And he took issue with it and didn't like it and said we were picking on him and we were trying to destroy his business, and so he resigned. One thing he did not do is get his life membership fee back, because we dropped him a note and politely reminded him that it's not refundable. But aside from that...
And you never heard from him anymore?
No, we haven't heard from him since.
He'll probably receive a lawyer's letter yet, trying to get his money back.
Maybe so.
He's a stubborn guy.
How about looking at these? Now...
This is still the one in question, which I say we printed.
Well, you may have printed.
No, I may not have.
It's a Wrestler design, and it's been advertised in Wrestler's Airplane Stamp News. So we're fairly certain that Wrestler at least used the design. You may have printed it
on
your own.
I saw some for him, but I don't think, I mean, not for him, but to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I sold those to him.
Now,
if he has it listed. See, I sold him envelopes later on, when he was faltering a little, where he didn't have the... That's all right. He didn't have the money to you know, he was in pretty bad shape at the end.
True.
He didn't have the money. He used to send... he had a wacky guy that used to work for him, like a messenger. He was, I'd say, 60% there and 40%...
Was that Citric?
No, no, no. This was
Citric
a...
Was...
Nah, this was a young fella. He... I don't even remember his name anymore. He used to come running down... downtown, all the way downtown, and he'd bring a box of covers. He said, AC wants to sell these. He needs some money, you know. So there might be 100 Edison covers or something in that box. And we, in those days, of course, you know, $12 was money, too.
Right.
So we'd buy some of them, and this is the way it went. And he would pick up envelopes because I guess he was in no condition to be putting out, making plates and running press runs and all that sort of stuff. But of course, that when if you write that part up, write it up lightly. Don't make the guy a pauper.
Oh no. Well, this is the one in question.
Well, this is, who's George?
George Combs.
Oh. Well, we went over this one, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah,
you,
we printed
you sent
this.
That back.
We
this
printed
is your,
this.
This is your wording. It just—it's in my file. And
yeah, this was not prepared for the first day.
Well,
and
you
if you
think
see.
Any of them were put out on the first day? Did anyone have access to them before the first day? This is the Edison.
No, but you know, I'm just wondering, have you seen any with first day?
No.
I'll tell you why, because if you have, it's very possible that we could have run some for somebody on blank envelopes, but it would have been at that time, because I'm sure that I didn't have this around very long. This was all loose type here with this little cut in here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not a cut for the whole plate.
And this,
now, this
was
is
issued
October
in October
21st, and the stamp came out June 5th.
June 5th.
Say.
Now this
and,
was the anniversary.
And this was
the actual anniversary date.
That's right.
October 29th.
Right.
Or 28th.
I don't think you'll find any around,
right.
But I was wondering if you would say you did. Then it would be strictly something we printed for someone on blank envelopes.
I see.
And I don't remember ever doing
that. All right.
So I think you ought to just consider it as an anniversary or forget about it.
Let me see if I can work it in with the thought that maybe it might exist in somebody's collection. I don't know.
Ask about it. See if someone can come along.
I don't think that I can really say that
this here is definitely mine. This was done by Ralph Dyer.
Yeah, that's true, and Ralph has a whole letter in here.
Yeah, that's
most of these are yours, but I just want you to confirm it.
No, this had nothing to do with Pulaski First Days, you know, from the First Day City.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good. You can talk. It's all right.
Yeah, okay. Just don't talk about money here.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but did they have any blanks of their own up there, possibly?
Why, you got more?
See this?
Yeah, I know.
I had to count out.
Now, this here, this is the second day of issue. Mm-hmm.
And you said at one time that you did not ever put it out for the...
Not on the first day.
First day.
You know, definitely first day.
Yeah, I just want you to confirm some of these things that we have gone over in the past and that you have said, and perhaps in the light of your further research, it may have changed, but I want to be sure of my facts.
And this fellow here, I knew him very well. He was an old-time cover collector.
Victor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if he's around yet. I doubt it, because he was an old man at that point.
All right.
But, I guess you couldn't check 22 Mott Street. You'd probably find all Chinese there.
Probably.
Yeah.
Now, those were sent to you by Sanders from the Olympic Village.
Yeah.
I don't think that you had anything to do with them, but I just wanted to be sure, again.
Yeah, and see, this thing here, if you were able to find where this was taken from, you'd probably find that DEA on here.
Oh.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was taken from some book. Well, you have that information there, yeah. And here's your original cover.
Yeah, I have some of the...
See, this is the quality. I know that this must be mine because this is the quality of printing that we got out of that Miller. And this is another one that was definitely mine.
Is there some reason for making that one in two colors?
Didn't cost this much in those days, you know.
Notice the color combinations?
Yeah.
On the Daniel Webster?
We were having fun, that's all.
Is the Maxwell Bond
the salesman,
a good indication?
The salesman from the firm that sold me the Maxwell Bond walked out of here. Did you see some tall guy walk out of here with an attaché case?
No.
Yeah, he just left me these things. That was the firm that used to sell me the Maxwell Bond, Patterson Card and Paper Company.
Hmm.
And you know what we used to pay for this paper?
No.
We used to pay $4.75 for a carton of 5,000. I don't know if you know price of envelopes today, but that's like $50 worth of envelopes, mm-hmm. $4.75.
There's no watermark on this paper.
This was done from hand type.
That there is on this one. Isn't it strange?
Well, now it's not strange because sometimes we get this Maxwell Bond and sometimes it would be
and
plain
sometimes
Bond.
Sometimes you didn't?
This is plain sulfur Bond.
The William Penn, that's watermarked, I think.
Is this the one?
That's the one that's watermarked.
Maxwell. Mm-hmm. Well, and this must be the...
This one is not... The William Penn is not watermarked.
This
one. One of the...
Yeah, so you can tell how they turn that newspaper color, you know.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
And of course, this helps do it too. That's why we suggest a white card in there all the time. Now, that wouldn't tell you much because we bought whatever we could get, you know.
Mm-hmm. So the absence is not really an indication that it is not a Leo August cover.
Right.
These are covers I'm still looking for. I haven't found the 735 as yet.
But let me read this. You haven't found
it? Yeah, wait a minute. Let's see. Let's look at this.
This is an illustration of one, right?
All right, there it is. I haven't...
This here was a photo here.
Right.
Then you have that, right?
All right. No, if it's not here, I don't have it.
No, I mean this here you have.
Somebody has it.
All right, this is the other one.
All right, let's see if I have it. I do not have the actual cover with the photo. Other people must have it because I have photocopies. This is addressed to Wim Grandy.
Just,
I can borrow
just
it from...
Just pick this stuff up a minute.
I can borrow it from Wim. I do have the other design. And again, I don't know that we can illustrate all of the covers.
Well, look, if I can find them, I'll give them to you.
All right, fine.
Bird...
735 with a picture.
Bird Perf.
Mm-hmm. With the picture.
No, not Perf. Imperf.
Imperf? Yeah, Imperf with the picture.
735. With bird picture.
Now, the other one we have...
Gotcha.
That one I'm all right.
That was drawn. This thing here was drawn by an artist, a student at Arts High School.
The back of school there.
If it means anything, it was drawn by a young student that was, I don't think he was even in his last year in the Arts High School up here on High Street in Newark.
Oh.
What it means anything. This is a dyer job.
Right.
That's a Ralph. Well, there it is, Ralph Dyer. And yeah. I think we saw this before. No, this is another one. This is Ralph Dyer.
Yeah, I've managed to accumulate quite a few.
They don't look
Dyer.
Bad, you know,
well,
for
really
that the period. Mm-hmm. And of course, this was Ralph Dyer, National Parks.
Yeah, now this.
Did we identify that? Yeah, Dyer's name is in there.
Yeah, Dyer's name is in, and they're done
now,
for you.
Now, this here was not mine.
Oh.
That was not mine. No, we had a purple cachet. That's not mine, definitely.
Let me mark it.
And of course, this here, I would have nothing to do with this. This is a rubber stamp.
Wait just a minute.
Yeah.
Not Leo's. You say this one is not yours. See, some of these people have sent and said... This must be something that Leo August did.
And this is not mine. Now, this, I think I told you the story about this. This is what got us into the mail order business, you might say.
Right.
All right, then you know the story. I think it's in
We have that. And this one's not yours.
No.
Now, this is one that George Combs says is Connecticut. George, where is that yours?
No.
It has a style and everything else. All right, good. Thank you. What did you do for that period? Use Dyer?
I'm marking it down.
All right.
Connecticut or Centenary. Must have been Dyer's.
Must have been a Dyer, all right.
Must have been a Dyer. See, this is Dyer, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Dyer.
74, 75, 76.
You know, I'll tell you, Dyer was a very nice... You ought to shut that off.
On the 777 was a Dyer.
Now, this is Dyer. His RD is right here.
Oh, all right.
So it's very small.
Yeah. That's
now, if he did this, he must have done the other one, because I don't think we had two artists at one time.
Well, that's a question. That looks like a Crosby cachet in a way.
No, that's not Crosby's work.
It's not Crosby's work with the paste-on photo?
Well, let's see. Let's try it another way. This is... We're talking about 1936.
Right.
No, Crosby came in... not Crosby. His name wasn't Crosby. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, Crosby.
This was ours. This is not Crosby, the cachet maker.
No?
This is ours.
That's your cachet.
Yeah.
All right. Fine.
This is ours.
This is your own and not a Dyer, then.
This is Dyer. Why don't you, for the hell of it, check that out with Dyer? I'm pretty sure that's a Dyer cachet. That is not Crosby.
Dyer said in one of his letters that he either hid or put his initials in every cachet that he did.
Let me try to find a cover like that with the sheet, an outline sheet.
Right.
Typex pane, FDC,
with
a Roosevelt.
All right. Well, I thought that it was yours, that's why I included it, but I didn't know who made it.
There's no question about that. Wait a minute. Because we labored on these things, I can remember that. Well, wait, here's a stack. Let's see if it... I'm pretty sure that I'm on the right track. Did you ask Sire about that at all?
No, I haven't asked him about that. But you see this? That was inside. Now, that doesn't always mean...
In what cover? In this one?
In one of these covers.
Well, now I'll tell you another story. We never bought envelopes from Crosby. So there
all
it
right,
is.
So, okay. Good. With this filler...
Now, wait. Doesn't it tell us anything? A reproduction of the... with an original photo of President Roosevelt.
Okay,
there's your
fine.
Cover,
there
right?
We are.
Right. So we never bought from Crosby.
You never bought from
never.
Crosby,
I didn't even know them.
So we'll cross that out and make that Leon.
Right.
Good.
All right, now this here is a Dyer job.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same. And this is a Dyer. And this is a Dyer. And this was Ralph Dyer. And this would have been...
These
I'm
are
sure.
all for you, right?
Yeah, I'm sure this is Ralph Dyer. Wait a minute. This is about the time... This may not be Dyer. This is about... It says Dyer. This is about the time that... Well, if it's in there, it's in there. But this was about the time that we went to well, no, this I don't think this was. I think the next one. Yeah, no, Dyer's on there. That's right. In 1938, I think you'll find...
That's the Northwest Cherokee.
Yeah, but I think what's the other one?
Well,
the
wait
statue,
a minute.
The little one?
Let me go back, Leo. In one
here
of the tapes,
is,
yeah, in one of the tapes, you said that
no,
the 790,
the
no.
It's just over, evidently. The same thing. I don't remember that.
Well, you said on one of your tapes
that
the 797, which was signed R.D., was the last cache by Dyer for the Washington Stamp Exchange.
All right, that may be true if I said that.
Well, all right.
Now, this is not mine, this one.
That one's
that's
not,
George Lynn, I think.
That's L.D. on there, or L.A.
What is?
L.A., Leo August?
That's L.W.
L.W.? We thought it looked like an L.A.
This is George Lynn's work, I think.
Well, it could be. But let me look at something. I think that L.A. may have been your initials or somebody's. I think we have some other covers someplace.
See, another thing, too, we would never put L.A. on in pen. This is pen. And it says here something like MBC. So you got initials here, and you also have some connived initials in here.
Mm-hmm.
Now in here, it looks like R. I can't make that out. First, it looks like an R, then it looks like a P.
Yeah.
PC something. It would seem to me that this is something that. Looks like George Lynn's work, but I wouldn't be sure.
It could well be Lynn's work. But it's not yours, and that's not an L. All right. You didn't ever put anything on a pen. Never signed in a pen. Now, that's the last one we're going to say, at least. That's the last one that Dyer... did for Leo August, this one.
Well, you got this here, which is later.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't mean anything because, you know, when stamps were announced, we could have given him a job on say, an issue in October, and then later on given him something for later on.
Well, none of these show Washington.
Those are all Dyer and they're ours.
They're ours?
Every
they're
one
yours?
Of them, yeah.
Well, they don't show WSE in the cachet.
Tell me
like some
something. Where did you get these? You notice what I had put away. I'm wondering whether Did Bill ever send you in the last year an envelope with maybe 15 covers in it from us? That's what I'm looking for.
No.
And so you show in this story, you're telling about two of these covers, and you say the other two we've never seen or something. Mm-hmm. And you now have them.
And now I have them because I bought these at different shows.
Well, I was
I've been running around with a checklist. No, these...
All right, this one here.
You see, here's one back stamp.
Yeah. This one here, who's that? Washington stamp, mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's, this is one of them made by Clifford. Now, what is this Cusick?
That's who owns the cover.
Oh, I see. Did you get it?
Yeah, I have it. That's so that I will know who owns the...
You have to return it or something.
No, in case you want to borrow it.
Oh, I see. You got to start there, yeah. All right,
Now, this has Maxwell Bond. It's addressed to WSE.
Right.
We think it's yours.
That's ours, and that's done by J.W. Clifford.
Done by Clifford.
J.W. Clifford.
JWC was artist. That's new.
What do you mean new? You don't know about this artist?
We don't know about Clifford as an artist for you, I don't think.
Well, I'm not saying Coulthard. We're talking about Clifford now.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
No, I think that this is Clifford, too.
Clifford started his work with the Arkansas stamp of 1936.
You mean with his doing him for himself?
For himself. Yeah, well, doing him for somebody.
This
I don't
is
know
ours.
Where he did him
and this is ours.
Now this is Clifford, right?
Right.
Is there any significance in these little things that you know of down there?
No, I think it's just decorative. Thought it was his initials, but it is not. Mm-hmm. He had some qualities too, you know, for artwork. But you know what his trouble was?
No.
This. The bottle.
The bottle, huh?
He used to go off for a week or two, and we'd call frantically. We needed a cachet, so I'll tell you what happened with him, too. Is this thing on?
Yeah, it is minute. Doesn't matter, I don't...
Did the presidential series for us. The 1938 presidential.
He did?
Yeah. You have no...
Well, that's coming up. That's coming up here.
You have
maybe
samples up here?
I believe so.
Think you have.
Maybe not. Maybe I haven't found them yet.
Hey, Rose. Would it be too much trouble to find one of those presidential boxes? You know, where we have them all mixed up in there.
I'm not following. You mean the presidential covers?
Yeah.
No.
You know what to do? I think we have more than one box. Give me the box with low denominations. I may find what I'm looking for there.
Okay.
Okay? I don't like to bother her too much. She's knocking her brains out there with all that new issue stuff. All right, now, I don't know what you're showing here, what this means.
That's just my terminology, my own
collection. Yeah, that's Dyer.
That's Dyer.
And this is Dyer.
But again, were these were much later, but were they done for you?
Yeah, Dyer did all that stuff for us.
For us.
Well, you should back up what we say with what Dyer can tell you, too. I don't think he made any commercial work, did any commercial work for anybody else.
I'll show you some of his letters, Leo, in a minute. Dyer's memory is like that of some of the rest of us. It's not very good way, way back.
Well, you know what it is. I'm involved in this stuff, and I see it every day, you know.
Surely. He hasn't done any of this for...
This was ours, both of them.
Yes, you've
Now, this
you've
was done by
that.
Coulthard. There's no C on there?
This is a seal. It's pasted
this
on.
This here was done with printer's rule.
Yeah, that's this one.
Put together, yeah, that's that one. Now, this one...
But this is a seal. It's stuck on.
Yeah, I know. But I'm looking for that his letter.
There's no C. There's no C on either one of them.
Well, this is his work.
All right.
This first day of issue here, that was his speedball lettering. That's definitely Coulthard. And this is Coulthard.
Mm-hmm.
Artist Williams Cogard. Yeah, this one has a C.
Am I missing it somewhere? This is Cogard, but I don't see the C on there.
Yeah, you're missing it. I'll show you. Here's the C here.
Yeah, I saw that.
And over here, it's up on the side.
This is his, too, without even looking.
Here it is, Will.
See this
here?
Mm-hmm. I can tell that work.
Here it is here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he used to make a square C. Here it is, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're all set on those.
See, I honestly don't know the breaking point between Dyer and Clifford and Cogard, because we were always looking for somebody that was better than what we had.
Right.
You know?
I've got up to 18 cents here.
Oh, I don't need that much. I just want to...
Well, I don't know what you want.
All right, put it right here, Rose, and then we'll put it back in here.
This is heavy.
Okay. All right. I only wanted one box. Here it is. First one. That's our.
No, John. That's yours?
Yeah, is Clifford on there? JW?
No.
Now, what happened there was...
I have a set of these at home.
The whole set?
I don't know whether they're complete or not. Let me look in my inventory.
See, that's Sam's initials on handwriting, S.A., Washington.
Matched cachet round picture. Someone has attributed it to you, but I wasn't sure of it.
Mm.
I have it complete
with
the
$1
reissue.
Bond too.
I'm in pretty good shape. I have that, including the coils and booklets, Leo.
Yeah. No, I'm
all
not
the
trying
way to
send
the five.
These.
No, I know. I say I'm in good shape on that.
All right, then that's the story on...
But that's Clifford? Yeah, Clifford, you say, did they?
Yeah, that was Clifford.
JWC, I'm going to put it in here. JWC artist, okay. But you were using Cogard at the time.
Yeah, well, that was one of those, as I'm trying to tell you there, is that we had a...
We were moving
from one to another, you know, trying to get something going. I don't know exactly how that breakup came with Dyer. But I'm sure it came not because of any friendship with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fact that we used to drive away from there. We'd be mad, you know, because we were just not treated right. And, of course, she thought that, you know, his work was worth a fortune, which maybe it was, but not in that period of time.
Not for that. All right, that's a Cogard.
And this should be Cogard.
That's
too.
One, too.
This is Cogard.
That's a note that
and
you just recently...
And this was strictly something, you know, that we set in type.
Oh, yeah.
And this we set in type.
This. These are WSE, says Mr. August.
And of course, this is Dyer.
Now let's see what this note says. Done by Cogard for us. Right. I agree. Now, the question was, did that note apply to these? And I didn't know it.
No, these were done by our printer.
Done by printer.
Right.
Not Cogard or JWC. What about JWC? Who was the printer? I thought at this time you were printing... your own at that time.
No, we started printing...
When did you stop that hand press that you had in the back room?
That hand press, I guess we stopped when we moved down to Newark. Well, you got a spot there where it says the Washington Stamp Exchange open. I think about then.
About then is when you stopped. Because that's one of the questions I had.
Yeah.
And this was done by the printer.
I think that we stopped fooling around with that around 1932, somewhere.
There's another question on the electric eyes. My... best efforts to track these down in the higher values have not resulted in...
Well, we had
luck.
All of these in the high values, just like this.
The combinations.
Combination,
but the singles?
Yeah. We had the singles, too, and I think the singles were done with this. And I think we were matching
the
color.
The best that I've been able to do on the August cachet is either one of them.
Yeah.
is to go through the 3 cent. I have not been able to find
the higher any, denomination.
But I have the combinations down here. I have the half, the one, the special delivery, the 610, 1115, the 1621. And
this means you don't have them here?
What does this D mean? This column. D means
this column here? In other words,
August.
You need
this column is the two August cachets. I need from a 4 cent on.
To what? All the way up?
All the way up to the 50 in singles, but I have all the combinations. This means you have to excuse my hieroglyphics, but this square is the square August cachet, and this one is the long one across
right,
the bottom.
That's true. Right. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah. But I do have all of the combinations. But it's interesting that I've not been able to find the singles. So if you have them...
Let me look, yeah. I think we ran these in colors to match the stamps, as I remember.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's something else to look for. In other words, this...
I don't remember what we did here.
There's a blue right there.
I'm sure we had other colors.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look for that.
All right, good.
And of course, this is dire.
We have the answer on that. That's a dire WRC.
All right, now these things here, we're all hand-done. See, this is not a cachet. This type was set, and we just made two pictures here. We made cuts of them. Same thing here.
This is on Maxwell Bond, and this was a Leo August. Done by the printer, in other words.
Right. That's those. And this was also a job that we did ourselves.
Here again, there's no watermark on that one, but on this envelope, it's Maxwell Bond.
See, this here's the same as this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But this is Maxwell Bond.
Now, I'll tell you a story about this one. Maybe not much of a story, but we were already started on art craft, see, in 1939. And we had the Washington inaugural come out.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York
World's Fair
came out, and we hardly had our feet wet on this thing, and we didn't know which way to turn when a 30-cent stamp was announced, you know, whether we'd be able to even break even with, you know, this different kind of a business that we started.
Right.
So we decided, look, we'll go up to the printer and have them set some type and print this thing up and go that way. And that's how you find that all of a sudden, in between the art craft, this came along. Now, I don't remember if we did that with anything else. Although, didn't the electric eyes come in 1940 or something?
39 through 42.
Yeah, see, so we used the letter press instead of...
Here's the electric eyes.
Yeah.
That's 39.
That's right.
Those two are 39, but the later ones are...
We used letter press on those because of the same reason that we were afraid we wouldn't come out well. So, you know, with commandments, one thing, and when you start to go to regular issues, it's another. So this is a little story.
Again, you didn't... Done by the printer.
Yeah.
With a commercial cut on the plane.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which, you can say, appeared on this and was reused again.
Mm-hmm. C23,
yeah,
all right. Good.
All right.
It's a pretty good story.
So you got plenty of material in it.
Oh,
the
yes.
The only thing I'd like you to do in this article here, if you can, somewhere along the line, you know, I'm not an egotist or something, but when you have a guy like Fleetwood that's bragging about being the oldest cachet maker in the world, and the biggest sold more than anybody. I don't like to get into a fight with these people because they're absolutely wrong. And if you just let them go, they gradually peter out themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in a story here, you could say, you could mention the fact that we're the largest cachet makers in the world. There's no question about that. You can also quote me as saying it if you want to, or just matter-of-factly say it, that these people are probably the largest. You know, you can put the probably in. Say. that there, it's the oldest cache maker in the country in point of ownership. Now, when was Harry Ewer?
I'm not sure of that.
Yeah. All right, who would take the cake for that?
I'm not sure of that only because I would want to check all of the files that we have.
Yeah, well, who would you think?
Well, Anderson went back to 33.
Yeah.
House of Farnham was 36.
Yeah. Well, I was before.
Cash Acraft, we thought, went back to the Kosciuszko, but we have just recently contacted Frederick Fitz.
Yeah.
And he has disowned that Kosciuszko that everyone said
was
his. Well,
he started later than that.
So he started later
than that. Much later than Kosciuszko, I think.
Now, Ior went back to 1929, but there is no way that we will recognize that as having anything to do with Fleetwood.
This is what I'm trying to say. See, is that
the
this
only
guy
reason that Helzer is claiming this is that Ior carried it from 29 to his death in 40 or something like that.
Yeah.
After he died, his sister Travilla carried it along with the Premier Press of Indianapolis. She carried
stamp
along.
Stamp and Coin, it was called.
All right, yeah. Premier Stamp and Coin. Well, many of the first day covers are marked Premier Press.
Yeah.
But she carried it along, but then that dropped.
Right.
And then, of course, she married
later on
Milner Peck.
Yeah, right.
Later on,
yeah. So there's a pause in between.
Milner Peck didn't start till 41.
Right, but he didn't handle the Harry
and he didn't Ewer, handle
and
Ior.
His envelopes were entirely different.
Right, and
so how do you just connect this stuff up? This is ridiculous.
I don't so connect it up.
All right.
Short of, I have thought that someday someone ought to write a letter to the editor and point this out.
Yeah,
to
but
these
you
people.
See, this starts a fight.
Well,
and it's not good. It isn't important enough to me, actually. See.
Well, I
but
know
I
it isn't important
that
enough to you, but think of the number of people who are buying Fleetwood covers based on this statement, the oldest cache maker.
Sure.
I think
society
has an obligation to set the record straight.
So you can do it in that article, very
well,
simple.
Well, I'd rather set Helzer straight in a letter to the editor.
Yeah. You can say in here, I'm not forcing you to do it because whether it appears or not, I don't care. You could say that for continuity, for one family continuity, you could say, the August caches are probably the longest and have been the longest in existence.
Oh, I think that's
Nobody can dispute that statement.
Well, you have one C.W. George, who is saying that his father made the 1919 victory stamp.
Well, anyway, getting back to that,
it's worth,
and only put in there what you feel is true and honest.
Yeah, I think I would prefer to.
I don't want anything.
Set the Fleetwood record.
Well,
straight through a letter to the editor.
Well,
but I think we can say in here that surely this is the longest family line in the business.
That's right. Something like that.
I would want to check it, but I started to tell you about George.
Yeah.
We have written him several times and said, if you don't mind, we'd like to see some early ads in which your dad advertised these covers for sale.
Yeah, but he can't show them.
We can't find them. We've researched them on our own. Allison Cusick has gone back through the gossip outfit.
Yeah.
He's gone back through stamps.
How about McKeel's?
We've gone through McKeel's.
Yeah.
We find nothing from C.W. George until real late. We also have letters from two of our members saying that they sold certain covers, uncached, addressed in an indelible rubber stamp ink to a certain party, and these covers showed up later with the cache on them for sale by George.
That's a different story. We could do the same thing.
Well, surely. Anyone can do that.
Well, look, put whatever you want to in. Just keep the record straight, that's all.
All right, we'll do. I asked Allison to do a little research on what he could find in stamps.
Magazine?
Stamps magazine, yeah. Pertaining to this 629 cover of yours. Because I wanted to see if we couldn't prove that it was yours or wasn't, in either case.
Well, he's very wrong.
All right, well.
Only four to Typex.
Well, this is, he's seen scattered references. Well, no, it, Leo, it's not, what he's saying is what he has been able to find in his references.
Yeah.
You see? He has seen the references to you
he
as
says,
a source.
But never before.
Never any related to FTCs before 1935.
Didn't you show me some ads?
Yes, I have
right.
other ads.
Yeah.
But this is Allison saying
see,
in his research.
In other words, you have more than he has.
I'm trying to explore all avenues so that, as you say, we can get the facts and get it straight.
Yeah. Right.
Now, he said, I don't believe it is cache can possibly date much before the bird. Well, I know that
right.
it does, but then you see he says, I may be quite wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I asked him to do, and the important thing is that he was not able to find anything relating to that Fallen Timbers stamp that we thought that we had at first, or to the anything before the Yorktown. Now, the 654, I hope we can find something. I really do. I'd like to make the earliest possible date.
Well,
and since you were at Menlo Park, and since you said in your original article in First Days that you prepared some for servicing, you did not specifically say that you printed a cache. You said you serviced like so many thousand covers, that article that we referred to
since then. I'm trying to, you know, I have a pretty good picture of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little blank there. I'm gonna try to
all
look
right.
around a little more. Look at the.
In the meantime, I'll get to work.
Back in one day, yeah.
No.
And you're never going to finish that article 100% complete.
I don't
if you
think
know.
So.
In other words, what I mean is you retype it now. This is stuff I wanted to show you now. See, like, I made notes. You didn't have Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands.
Right.
Bird cover with photo. Typex with Roosevelt. So,
right,
so I can throw
have,
this away.
Yeah,
right?
You throw that away because now we have them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what have we got
well,
there?
Well, this is the one that this is the one that we tried to research.
Right. Now,
and
what's
we have not name? Been able to find anything.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, you said you prepared.
Yeah.
You still believe you prepared. But, again, I'd love to find something in the way of an advertisement.
What is this thing here?
Oh, this was from way back on the Red Cross. This was in 1967.
Oh,
Dick Elms wrote to you.
Yeah.
And you identified the Red Cross as having been printed in red with a Red Cross formed by thin lines.
Yeah, it is.
We can't find that one.
I think this thing went like this. It was about this thick, say.
Yeah.
No, we went this way. This I remember, and this was in red, and there was some other copy. I can picture part of that design, but I can't picture the whole thing. And I remember that at that time, I think I told you this before, there was a fellow ran a place called Cross Stamp Company. And the fellow still is in business in New York, but he was on 156 Market Street in Newark. And he called me one day on the phone in the afternoon there, down at 510 South 18th Street. And he wanted to know if I had envelopes for the Red Cross stand. He says, but he has to have the cross on it. Why, I don't know. And, of course, I gave him these things with the cross on. And he bought 200 of them at the time, and that was a big sale. So, now, that's as far. And to get a hold of him and ask him, he probably would never remember. But his name was Felix Berg, and he ran the Cross Stamp Company, and I think he's still in business in New York under the same name, Cross Stamp Company.
Well, I'll try and run it down.
So,
but we have looked and looked and looked for that Red Cross.
Yeah.
And haven't found a thing that resembles what you describe.
Yeah.
Nor can we find the Edison, and those... Those I would certainly like to find.
Now, there's a fellow over, you know R&R Stamps?
Yeah, quite well.
Well,
Bob Driscoll.
He might be able to help you with a lot of stuff because he buys a lot of these collections and he stocks the cachet covers. The blank ones he tries to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. So,
and I'm willing to bet that if he would let you look through some of that stuff, I'm willing to bet that you may come across.
How far away is he? Bob's up at...
Well, I think he's a little too far for, you know, to run over an hour, a half hour.
He's up
in Westbury.
Westbury.
So be an hour and a half ride from
here. Here he is.
Yeah. If you're going to be around town, why don't you go over some morning? Call him in the morning. Tell him what you want to do, see?
Ask him
if he
can
spare you a half hour or so.
I'll see if I can reach him.
And get yourself prepared with the Scott numbers that you're interested in.
Well,
and let him show you the fistfuls of those items. So you might find a few of them.
I'd find it. No. All right.
Okay?
Yep. Leo, one final thing. You know the foundation has been established as a result of Bob Grabner's will leaving to the society his collection. The collection comprised about 45,000 covers.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know
we had
that involved.
It was very extensive. But most of the covers were the late issues with the 3 cent stamp with the 4 or 5 that was current, plus all of the rest of it.
Yeah.
All sorts of combinations. They were appraised by someone, a good appraiser, for the estate at $46,000. And this was for estate
tax
purposes.
Yeah.
We had them reappraised because when we looked at them, we said, no way can we ever justify that.
Yeah.
The reappraisal came in at $16,500, which is probably what we could sell them for if we had to sell them in today's market.
Yeah.
Now.
Excuse me. Hello.
We have one problem. In order to keep the tax-exempt status of the foundation, Internal Revenue says that we must double the original bequest by the end of 1977. So we're looking for people who would like to donate almost any kind of philatelic items pertaining to first day covers.
In other words, you need $16,000 worth of material.
We need $33,000. We have to double that.
In other words, you need $48,000 altogether.
Altogether, yes, but we have the $16,500.
Yeah, but the total has to be...
We have to double
twice as much plus what you have.
Plus what you have.
Yeah.
Well, what we have can be used, of course, for educational purposes.
Yeah.
It can be sold to operate the foundation.
Yeah.
It can be disseminated to museums.
Yeah.
We can do anything we want with the original bequest.
Yeah.
But IRS says this in order to prevent people from setting up tax shelters.
Yeah.
They don't really care what we do. But they...
In other words, if I wanted to contribute, say, $100, and I was going to use it as a tax deduction, I couldn't.
Oh, yes, you could.
Mean?
No, no. You could use it. Anyone can use it as a tax deduction.
Yeah.
We will...
Oh, I see what they mean. In other words, a shelter on that particular case,
right.
The Grabner case.
Grabner case, the shelter on his case.
Yeah.
So that he is not, could not write off all this tax-free.
Right.
As a contribution.
Right.
And then just have it dissipated.
Right.
So we are issuing receipts for donations as low as a dollar.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of dollars to make up
the 30. What's the purpose of the dollars?
Well, the purpose is to build
up. In other words, they say that you can have $32,000 in cash.
No, no.
Or in covers.
In donations.
Yeah.
Anything that we get.
Yeah.
If people give us
back issues. If I give you a dollar, you add the dollar to the 16.
Well,
is that right?
No, it's not. It doesn't work quite that way.
Yeah, all right, use the back of that.
We have 16.5
right.
as the original bequest.
Right.
IRS doesn't care what we do with that.
Right.
Before December 31, 1977,
right.
we must double that amount, in other words, $33,000, in gifts. Now,
all right, now wait.
The gifts
if
can
I gave
be
you right
no,
now.
Yeah, the gifts can be money.
Yeah.
Material, covers, furniture.
Yeah.
Anything
right,
that will help
wait.
The foundation.
All right, now wait anything. A minute.
All right.
All right. If I wrote you a check right now for $16,000,
mm-hmm.
and you added it to that, that's
yeah.
still not enough?
No, it has to all be right. it has to be right,
now,
16
I'm,
more.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying right. to figure out what the story
yeah.
is. All right. So you're trying to collect up $33,000.
Yeah. Now, we've made a start on it. And we're
well, what are you
going to
do with all this money and covers and stuff?
We're going to use it to educate more people, more stamp collectors, yeah. in first aid cover collecting.
Yeah, how?
First of all, we're publishing handbooks.
Yeah.
Monty Eiserman is revising the handbook on first aid cover collecting. The foundation will pay for that.
Yeah.
In the past, the society's been pretty well up against money,
yeah.
and we haven't been able to do some of these things. Now, the foundation, with this much that can be sold, or with money coming in that can be used, is able to do this sort of thing. So we're going to publish a handbook. We're going to publish articles on first aid cover collecting. The archives have been transferred to the foundation so that anyone that wants to donate covers. I just had a whole bunch of covers from Space City Cover Company come in. And they sold them for $5 a piece, so I wrote a tax receipt for $5 per cover and said, this is a donation to the foundation. Mike Malone is sending us one each of his cachet catalogs and his price lists as they come out. And he gets a tax receipt for that. And that adds to this total. Mm-hmm. Somebody gave us a collection of first aid covers that were appraised at $800, which Don Hearing, the curator, has in Ohio. That adds to it.
Now, where are you going to keep all this stuff?
It depends. There are three places it's kept. The curator, Don Hearing, in Ohio, is keeping the bulk of this material. He's using it to distribute. We have on permanent loan at the Franklin Institute 16 albums, I think, that they are using. They're displaying it, and it's displayed under the name of From the Robert C. Gravener Collection.
Yeah.
And this is in terms of the will. Franklin Institute has a marvelous display. They have a number one art craft up there, but it's a horrible example.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stained and torn. But it was what Bob had in his collection.
They have a book up there, too. You see this stuff here. This all has to do with a book we're coming out with. You see this book here?
Yes, sir.
I was going to give that to Bill, too.
Oh,
it was too
my.
Late. Bill didn't show up in the time that I got this going.
Uh-huh.
But we're putting out a book. That will be the size of this book here.
Uh-huh.
This one here. That's a dummy book.
Uh-huh.
It'll have a cover like this.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, that's a brand new book. It looks like an old, broken down
book. Surely
thing.
Does.
And it'll be a reproduction of Ben Franklin's ledger when he was Postmaster General. stones. And the original, I think right now, is being shown at Franklin Institute. It's on loan only, see. And we expect to pull that out of there very shortly and reproduce it in a volume that way.
Good. Well, we're looking for any kind of donations, and if you by chance need a tax deduction this year, don't know whether you do or not, I'm just mentioning in case you do, because some people do and some people don't. We've asked two or three people that we know, dealers we know, if they need it. Some of them say, I've given away enough stuff this year, and other people say, well,
I know Olive quite well, and I hope
we know her very well, too well.
Surely.
I would rather they come to me with their problems than to go to them. Because I never liked anybody that, these vultures, you know, that read in the paper that somebody passed away and he had a stamp collection.
Right.
And right away they're knocking on the door.
I don't know what's going to happen with those collections.
Now, I know that Lincoln, he always talked about giving to the Lincoln people.
Right. I think that his grand...
Call Leo before the next auction, and he's going to see what he can find in the way of original art.